So I set my resignation date as the 22nd of December, 2020. 1 week before that date, I was faced with my next big decision. So I had been saving about $10,000 in the lead up to me going full time in my business. So I had a security blanket that I could ultimately fall back on. And when I came to that final week before going full time in my business, I also met my first ever mentor. And guess how much the investment was to work with him? $10,000. So now I had to face the choice of, do I hold on to this security blanket that I had created for myself when making that transition to go full time in my business? Or do I lean in, invest it all?
Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in.
My name is Emily Jane Saroff, otherwise known as Empower with M, and my journey to becoming an entrepreneur has been a bit of a wild one. I was 22 years old when I officially decided to take the plunge and lean into the entrepreneurial space. And so really what that point in time looked like for me was one that was driven by this intense feeling of emotional turmoil that I was experiencing. So I was 22 years old. You know, I had been on this set path my entire life. I had carved out this, you know, corporate journey that essentially I was going to be following. And I had really been diving deep into that since I had graduated from high school. So as soon as I got out of high school, I made the decision to go to university and start my corporate journey by getting my architecture degree. And that was a very intensive few years of my life that I had to go through, where I was, you know, constantly going through this cycle of just study, 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 take a break, study, study, take a break. And it was exhausting. Now, I had graduated from my bachelor's degree and became a graduate architect, found a graduate position in a really awesome architecture firm locally to where I was living, and began to dive even deeper into this corporate journey that I was on. And I decided to take the plunge and step into studying my master's. It was the final 12 months of the degree that I was in, and it was the final step into, that first phase of the corporate journey I was on. So I was 6 months into studying my master's degree. This was when I was 22 years old, and that was where the emotional turmoil really started to build. I think I had known when I was in my final years of my bachelor's degree that I didn't want to be on that path, but I also didn't know what else I wanted to be doing. There was no plan B for me. It had always just been this one goal of becoming an architect and owning my own, you know, architecture firm one day. And so there was nothing else that I had in my mind of what it was that I wanted to be doing. So I felt really conflicted because I had invested like $50,000 into my education. I had invested like the past 4.5 years into my studies. I only had 6 more months to go on this, and I had to face a choice. Like, was I going to continue on this path that I was on, or was I going to listen to what my intuition was really calling me towards? And at 22, like, that's a really tough position to be in, because it was probably one of the biggest decisions I had to come to in my life. But I knew deep within me that I was being called towards something else, so I decided to follow that. Now, at the time, I had just launched my podcast, the Empower Within podcast, which was really the catalyst for this whole entrepreneurial journey that I've been on. And so I decided to lean into that. I decided to lean deeper into the podcast and see what could I create for myself around this thing that I'm so passionate about that I could potentially turn into something that could become a career for myself. So I decided to drop out of my master's degree, hand in my letter of resignation, and go all in on figuring out what the heck I was going to create as a business opportunity around my passion project, the podcast. So there was a 90-day period between me making that decision and me going all in on my business. And I had dedicated that 90 days to just putting a plan in place and finding that direction, figuring out where it is that I wanted to be going. And I used that 90 days wisely. I put my head down. I didn't have to put any energy towards my master's anymore because I had pulled the plug on that. And I was now working towards my resignation date. So my only other focus was pushing through those last 90 days of me being in my corporate job and figuring out my plan for moving forward. So I set my resignation date as the 22nd of December, 2020. 1 week before that date, I was faced with my next big decision. So I had been saving about $10,000 in the lead up to me going full-time in my business. So I had a security blanket that I could ultimately fall back on. And when I came to that final week before going full-time in my business, I also met my first ever mentor. And guess how much the investment was to work with him? $10,000. So now I had to face the choice of, do I hold onto this security blanket that I had created for myself when making that transition to go full-time in my business, or do I lean in, invest it all, and get the support I knew I wanted and needed in order to succeed at the level that I desired in my business? And I took that risk. So stepping away on the 22nd of December, 2020, I had $0 to my name. I was 22 years old, and I had just gone all in on my business. Now we fast forward 8 months from that date, and I officially became a six-figure business owner. And that was all because I had the courage to follow my intuition, to lean in, to take those big risks in order to create the life and business that I ultimately desired for myself. When I think about what it is that made me want to actually go down this path of entrepreneurship, it really comes back to me wanting to have control of my life. I had been seeing so many other people who were my age, or maybe, you know, like around that age, who were really stepping away from that traditional corporate path and embracing the online space. And I was watching the lifestyle freedom they were able to create for themselves through building an online business. And that's what it was that really drew me to stepping into this path, is I didn't want to spend my life sitting in an office working a 9-to-5 job. I wanted to create a life for myself that affords me the lifestyle freedom that I'm able to live now. Right? I'm currently traveling the world whilst building my business with me. I'm not tied to any one place. I have the ability to now scale my income as much as I want to, and ultimately, above all, afford myself that lifestyle freedom, which was the core reason I decided to step into this entrepreneurial path. Now, I'll tell you what, it has not been an easy journey to get to where I am today. There are so many obstacles that came up along the way. Two of the most noticeable, first of all, was the challenges I experienced around managing money. Prior to starting my business, I had no construct of how to manage money. Like, I had a terrible relationship with money. And so stepping into business, after making my first six figures, I actually was in debt because I had no awareness of how to actually manage the cash flow that was coming into my business. And I ultimately ended up moving more out than what was coming in within that first year. So that was the first big obstacle I had to overcome, was really learning how to actually manage money. And that's ultimately something that is so important as a business owner, because if you don't have that awareness and that financial literacy and understanding of how to be moving money in and out of your business, then you're going to find yourself in the same position I found myself in after my first year, with debt, right? And if we're in business to create financial freedom, then that really starts with learning how to manage money. Now, the other major challenge that I really experienced, particularly in that first year of my business journey, was falling victim to the hustle culture and burning myself out. In those early days of business, I had no construct of how to actually build sustainably or build in a way that was truly in alignment with myself. And so that led me burning myself out and reaching this point where it's like, wow, I made all of this money, but I feel so unfulfilled, right? And I felt unfulfilled because I had sacrificed so much in the process of actually getting to where I wanted to be. So a big shift I had to make was in learning how to actually build a business in alignment with myself. So in alignment with how I wanted to be feeling, and also in alignment with how I desired to be living my life as well, which is why one of the biggest things I focus on when helping new business owners like create this freedom for themselves as well is that alignment component and making sure that there isn't burnout, making sure you do feel the fulfillment in the journey, making sure there is joy within your business, and ultimately just making sure that the journey to creating six figures for yourself feels good. The biggest breakthrough that I've had in my journey that has ultimately been the thing that has completely transformed my whole views and philosophy around business is the element of joy. We are in business as entrepreneurs for the larger portion of our life. And what I learned within that first year of business was I felt worse than what I felt when I was in my 9-to-5 job because I was so focused on achieving the goals that I had set and like so focused on that portion, that factor of accomplishment that I sacrificed everything I valued and everything that I ultimately wanted from my business in the process of reaching those milestones. And what that did was that took the joy and the fulfillment out of the journey for me. And I was in a mentality where I thought, well, once I'm at the destination, the joy is going to naturally come. The lifestyle is naturally going to come. Once I make $100,000, I'm just going to magically make up one day. I'm going to look at my bank account. I'm going to see the number there. And then I'm going to feel the joy and fulfillment I've always wanted. But through the process of actually creating that first $100,000, and then the day where I realized that I had hit that milestone, I was in tears because I hated myself. I hated the life I was living and I hated the way my business was feeling. That was the epiphany I needed to realize that it's not about the destination. It is about the journey. And you need to really prioritize creating the lifestyle and the feelings, the joy you want to experience in the journey. It's in the process of becoming. It is not going to arrive just once you hit that milestone or that checkpoint. You need to make sure that you're intentionally and consciously building it, creating it for yourself in the process to working towards the destination. So if you're further back in your business journey and you're in the process of building a business that you truly love and that is truly abundant and is creating that impact that you desire, one thing I want you to be so conscious of is creating the joy and the lifestyle that you desire for yourself in the process of reaching those goals. But what I also want you to think about and really practice embodying from an early point in your journey is detaching from the timeline. For me, I was so focused on timelines in my first year of business. I was so focused on hitting X goal by X date. And when we become so attached to timelines, that is where we begin to lose ourselves in the process. I've really learned to embody this mentality of just trusting in divine timing. Just trusting that when we put the projections out there of what it is we want, whether it's 10K months, whether it's 20K months, whether it's six-figure years, whether it's a lifestyle, whether it's something material, when you put that projection out there that you want that thing, you want that desire, you need to trust that it's going to come to you, and it is going to come to you in divine timing so you can release those pressures off yourself of needing to have a set date that you attain these things by, and just trust that as long as you are showing up, you are taking action in alignment and you are focused on that intention that you have set, it is going to come to you. So you don't need to put extra pressure on the journey, on yourself. You don't need to make those huge sacrifices in order to force something to come sooner than when it is meant to. So that is one thing that I really want you to bear in mind when you're in those beginning stages of your journey. And I understand maybe there's some frustrations around where you're at right now because you just want to be at the end goal. You just want to be full-time in your business or away from your 9-to-5 or to have, you know, that certain cash flow coming through. I understand there is an element of urgency that you might have, but please take a deep breath. take a step back and trust in the divine timing of the journey that you're on, because there is so much that you cannot see about the big picture. There are so many hurdles and elements of self-growth you're going to need to go through along the way as well, which are factors that only really start to come up for you as you're taking the action, as you're moving through your journey. So trust in the divine timing of the journey that you are on. The final thing I want to share with you is just shining some light on the joys of what it means to be an entrepreneur. See, first of all, when I was early in my business journey, I used to think, spirituality, personal development, these things are tools to help me grow my business. But I really had an awareness in my second year of my journey that business is actually the tool to expand you on that spiritual level. So one of the biggest joys for me about being an entrepreneur is how much it is actively expanding me and growing me as an individual, as a spiritual being here on this planet. So that is one of the first joys. But then one of the other joys is obviously coming back to that lifestyle freedom. For me personally, when I started my business, that was the core thing I desired, lifestyle freedom. And that is what I'm truly getting to live and embody now as I'm traveling around, you know, Canada and the US, you know, fully just living life on my own terms, not having to ask a boss for a day off or permission to go on leave, to be able to still create an income for myself whilst I'm traveling and experiencing the world. To purely be able to prioritize living and experiencing life above all else is one of the greatest joys of being an entrepreneur. I remember when I was sitting in my 9-to-5 job as a 22-year-old, working, you know, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., sitting at a desk in an office, I used to think to myself, I do not want to live a life like this. I do not want to live a life where I'm counting down until the weekend and I'm slaving away, you know, Monday to Friday for 40 years of my life. No, I want freedom. I want to be able to prioritize waking up when I want to, going and spending the day at the beach if I want to, going and hiking a mountain on a random Wednesday if I want to. And that is one of the greatest joys that my business has been able to create for me at such a young age. And furthermore, to be able to help other entrepreneurs do the same thing brings me even more joy, because not only am I able to create this for myself, but I'm able to watch them, my clients, create this for themselves also. So to all you digital entrepreneurs who have been tuning in to this video or this audio, I want to just say thank you for listening to my journey. I hope that you found inspiration in this, and I'm going to leave you with one final thing. This is a quote that really sticks with me no matter where I'm at in my journey, and it's one that I make sure I share with everyone that I connect with, and that is, if you have the courage to begin, you have the courage to succeed. And if you're listening to this today, then that means that you do have the courage to begin. You are taking that first step forward. So hold on to that, anchor in on that. You have the courage to begin, which means you also have the courage to succeed in this beautiful journey of entrepreneurship that you are on. Hey, digital entrepreneurs, it's me again. I've created a free training for anyone who is really wanting to make that transition from their 9-to-5 job into being full-time in their online business. As you've heard inside of this episode, I made that transition for myself, and I've also helped countless clients transition out of their 9-to-5 jobs and into their businesses full-time. And all of this starts with putting your 9-to-5 exit strategy in place. So if you head to the episode description of this podcast, you will find a link to access a complimentary training that is going to walk you through the 7-step plan that you really need to build out in order to go full-time into your online business. So go check it out, watch the training, create your exit strategy, and then send me a message on Instagram to let me know how you found it. You can find me on Instagram. I'm just at empowerwithem, and my inbox is always open for you. Best of luck, digital entrepreneurs. Go smash your exit strategies.